This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Electioneering is gaining momentum ahead of the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. After the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Janata Dal United has also released its first list of 57 candidates. Ministers currently serving in the state cabinet have been given another opportunity to contest. Meanwhile, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sinha has filed his nomination from Lakhisarai constituency. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the party campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with the party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign. Meanwhile, the BJP has released the second list of 12 candidates for the upcoming Bihar elections. Singer Maithili Thakur fielded from the Alinagar seat, while former IPS officer Anand Mishra from Buxar seat. The BJP has announced candidates for upcoming assembly bypolls in Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Odisha and Telangana. In Jammu and Kashmir, the candidates for the upcoming bypolls include Agha Sayed Mohsin for Budgam and Devyani Rana for Nagrota. In Jharkhand, Babulal Soren is contesting the bypolls from Ghatshila. In Odisha, Jay Dholakia is the candidate for Nuapada. In Telangana, Lankala Deepak Reddy is contesting the bypolls from Jubilee Hills. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated the 16th International Railway Equipment Exhibition 2025, Asia's largest and the world's second largest railway exhibition at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Over 450 exhibitors across more than 15 countries are showcasing state-of-the-art railway and metro products, innovations and sustainable solutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put strong focus on the modernization of the railways. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a 100% increase in financial assistance for ex-servicemen and their dependents under schemes implemented by the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare. Penury grant has been doubled from 4,000 rupees to 8,000 rupees per month per beneficiary. This will provide sustained lifetime support to aged and non-pensioner ex-servicemen and their widows above 65 years of age with no regular income. The ministry said the education grant has been increased from 1,000 to 2,000 rupees per month per head for up to two dependent children. The marriage grant has also been raised from 50,000 to 1 lakh per beneficiary. The Supreme Court permitted the sale and bursting of green firecrackers in Delhi and the National Capital Region during the upcoming Diwali festival, describing it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. A bench of Chief Justice B.R. Gavai and Justice Vinod Chandran ordered that sale of green crackers shall be permitted from October the 18th to the 20th. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered Bharat Ratna renowned scientist and former President Dr. A.P.J. Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary. In a social media message, Vice President Radhakrishnan called Dr. Kalam a visionary scientist, an inspiring leader and a true patriot. Prime Minister Modi said Dr. Kalam was a visionary who ignited young minds and inspired the nation to dream big. Mr. Modi added that his life reminds people that humility and hard work are vital for success. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty snapped their two-day losing streak today. Both indices opened higher than the previous close and extended their gains during intraday trade to close 0.7% up. The Sensex increased 575 points to close at 82,605. Similarly, the Nifty advanced 178 points to settle at 25,324. In hockey, the Indian Junior Men's Hockey Team will face Australia today in the next group match of the Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 in Malaysia. The match will start at 6:05 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.